from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. We'd love to talk to you at 412-928-9370 on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Some breaking Steelers news. Rob King has been announced as the replacement for the retired Bill Hillgrove. Bill will still be doing the Pit broadcasts, but Rob King will be the new voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think Rob is the nicest man alive. There's a lot of great people in this industry. There's a lot of people we work with, great people. Rob is one of the most genuine, nicest guys around. He's going to work his tail off. He's such a professional broadcaster. He's as eloquent as anybody locally in the business. Really happy for Rob, and I think Steelers fans will be in good hands.
I concur. A staple here in Pittsburgh of doing multiple things, just showing his versatility throughout the years of doing. I mean, I don't even know. Did he do any Penguin stuff before?
He did a Pirate game this year.
Did a Pirate game.
He used to do some West Virginia football whenever mm-hmm. they would have some of the FCS games.
Right.
Yeah, and he did a good job with that.
Yeah, he. I'm happy for him. I mean, some stability, like we were just saying, just moving around, doing different things, and he'll be great. He'll definitely. I know he called high school games before, so
yeah. I was going to ask you if you'd ever done any with him.
I did. I think I did a game with him, but I definitely did post game with him before for the high school appeal championships. And that's for me. It's it's just like wow, like that's Rob King because I remember hearing his voice when I was playing high school football.
Yeah.
So he's just one of those staples here in Pittsburgh that I think it'll be a seamless transition for the listeners of the Steelers radio network with Rob King doing it for sure. I know that was a sought after job. There were many, many applicants that put in their name. Our guy, Josh Rountree, put in his name. I know his name was floating around a lot and he had some serious consideration from what I heard. But his time will be very soon doing something like
He's
that.
He's really
so
good.
His time will be very soon. So, to get that, if you're Rob King, you had a lot of applicants and people that wanted that job, and you're the man now. You're the guy. You're the voice.
Selfishly, I don't know what this means for the TV stuff. I don't. I would love if he were still doing the Pirates pre and post game when able. I would love for him to do the Penguins pre and post game when able. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to take nothing away from Haley Hunter, who had been filling in a little bit of late. Don't know why. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's not. And she does a nice job. But Rob is so good.
Yeah.
I think they've done a good job with everybody they've had, too. McHenry
very good.
And
very
Brault.
Good. Yes.
It's worlds better than it used to be.
It's very good. Even in the live broadcast. I mean, with the rotation of, our guy Wayner and KY and
Fat Chaps.
Yes, Chaps is a guy that I really like right now, and our other guy, Neil. They've done a fantastic job. It's hard to be that versatile though. Like people just kind of take it, I guess with a grain of salt and don't blink an eye at what Rob King can do. Like the investment and the time to have to know the ins and outs of your respective sport that you're doing pre and post game with, whether it's baseball, hockey, or football, that takes a lot and a lot of time. And, football is another, entity that he's going to have to obviously study up on. But he is a very versatile broadcaster in our business. He's going to do fantastic.
One last Rob King story. So back when I worked at the old place, I was Stan Saverin's producer for a little while. And when Stan was off, one of his primary fill-ins was Rob. And Rob would always call me like a day or two before, and he would say, get as many guests lined up as possible. I'm like, come on, Rob, give some opinions. And what he said was, so he would basically start the show for 2 minutes, set up all the guests, take a break, and then come back and just do interviews the remainder of the show. And he said, I don't really think people care about my opinion and what I have to say about this stuff. I don't want to be a gas bag, basically, and just spew hot air for 2 hours. I'll let people hear from who I think they want to hear from. And that's a certain level of humility that I don't have. I mean, people listen to me blow into this microphone every day for 4 hours. I think it just kind of tells you the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Rob. He's going to do a really good job. And he's one of the nicest, most genuine guys in the business. Now, to the nuts and bolts of the Stillers, Doran. Brandon Ayuk, plus 400 to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. The betting favorite to land the services of Brandon Ayuk is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, hey, I don't know if it's like 55% chance, 60% chance that it happens, but the Steelers were the betting favorite to land Russell Wilson. They were the betting favorite to land Justin Fields, and we know what happened there. So you're saying there's a chance. Caboli brought this up on one of the other shows on our station. Would you trade Alex Highsmith for Brandon Ayuk?
Yes. Yes, because I saw what Nick Herbig did last year.
Yeah, baby.
And that growth from year one to year two is huge. And for him to probably be training with TJ Watt, and obviously he's a Wisconsin guy as well, so I know that he's right underneath TJ Watt every second. He's going to get better this year. Like, he's a guy that's going to make a huge jump. So you would have to fill that hole ish, but I'd almost be okay with rolling with Nick Herbig on the other side. You know, I really would. I'd give the guy a chance and I'd live with it. I would live with it knowing that I filled not just the hole at wide receiver, but got a number one at wide receiver that can really change the landscape of our offense.
You and me, man. Spider-Man meme. I feel exactly the same way. And I think Alex Highsmith, talk about wonderful people.
Yeah.
Highsmith is such a great guy. Was he at the softball thing?
He couldn't make it this year. He's on vacation. But he's there every year.
Yeah. What a guy.
Yep.
I mean,
his family too, his dad. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Great man. Really good football player, 14 sacks 2 years ago, 7 last year, but he had a bajillion pressures. He's good against the run. He's a heck of a football player. And without him, you would miss him. But Nick Herbig maybe made the play of the season defensively for the Steelers last year, sacking Geno Smith in that Seattle game to help get them to the playoffs. He has, I think, a very high ceiling. Yes. And everything you said about TJ Watt, I think you hit right on the nose. I would rather give up Alex Highsmith with a legitimate replacement in Nick Herbig than give up a first-round pick, because that first-round pick could be anything for you next. Yeah. Whatever you need, there you go. And if you don't have that, Doug mentioned it yesterday, you might need a quarterback. You might. And maybe next year's not a great quarterback draft. Maybe you're not picking the top 10. You also want to have the ammunition to be able to trade up and get a quarterback if you need to. And I would rather give up on Alex Highsmith, get a number one wide receiver, than not have a first round pick next year when so much can change between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they asked for Highsmith, and I have reason to believe that that could be on the table since Caboli brought it up, then I think I would do that in an instant.
I think so too.
And I love Alex Highsmith. You know, I think Mulsey was saying, and I think the whole PM team said, don't pay this guy. Let's see if he has another good year. I was firmly, and I think you were firmly in the camp of, no, he's a really good player, and he's a young player, and you pay really good young players. But if it could net you an Ayuk, I think the defense would still be very good because your best players are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Your offense goes to a whole new level with that Ayuk.
Yeah, it's easier to find another Robin than to find a Batman. You already have Batman. Like, you got him. It's easier to put somebody on the other side and ask them to be Robin than to, to find that Batman. So you have TJ Watt. I think, I mean, who's played opposite of TJ Watt and didn't have success that was actually a mainstay at that position of the other rush end spot? Like, I mean, Bud Dupree.
Man.
Everybody on the other side has found success because of T.J. Watt and because of themselves, obviously, but because of T.J. Watt, that I would feel comfortable with Herbig if he's the guy, or if there's somebody else that we signed that would compete to share that spot of creating that production of Alex Highsmith, knowing that T.J.'s on the other side.
Man, it's so well said by you, because I don't want to take anything away from the Bud Dupree's of the world.
Right.
Because you got to go out there, you got to get the job.
Yeah, you still got to do it.
You got to do
it. It's a lot easier, trust me. A lot easier. If the focus is on the other guy.
Sure.
Just like George Pickens. It's a lot easier to run routes and to get open if they're focusing on Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes hand in hand.
Yes. Yes, it does. When the attention is paid so much to the other guy, you got to make the plays, but the plays will be there to be made. Bud Dupree had 11.5 sacks in 2019. He had 8 in 2020. Then he goes to the Titans, and it's 3, it's 4, it's 6.5. And injuries, yeah, okay. But last season with the Falcons, 6.5 sacks, like he hasn't been the same player. And I think Nick Herbig go out there and give you the 7 sacks that Highsmith had last year.
He's so different, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that. I don't love two of the same guys. Not saying that Highsmith is the same, but he's, you know, he's bulkier, he's a bigger, but Herbig is like that fast twitch. It's so much harder to block a fast twitch, kind of stout young guy with super energy. And T.J. Watt's the All-American, all-around player, but you have a little different flavor over there that you could work with and kind of make work.
Yeah.
I can see that working.
And he had 3 sacks last year in limited playing time.
Limited. Very limited.
Very limited. And Highsmith had a ton of playing time, and he had the 7 sacks. You have the replacement lined up. You wouldn't have to give up a first-round pick. We would totally do it. Would you trade Alex Highsmith for Brandon Ayuk if that's what the 49ers were asking for? And hey, you don't have to feel too bad for Highsmith if that would happen. He'd be going to a big-time Super Bowl contender for San Francisco. Things could be worse for our guy, Alex Highsmith. You can tweet us your answer to that question, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. There's a hotly contested debate online about NFL quarterbacks that, Doran, you brought to my attention. Let's bring that conversation to the air.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When we come back, we just discovered that Jerry Seinfeld is 70 years old. That's nuts.
Crazy.
I mean, it makes sense. He's a star with his show in the 90s.
I got a question for you about Seinfeld.
Oh.
Because you guys know that, you know, I keep you updated that, you know, I'm a big Seinfeld guy now. Is it on purpose that he's the least funniest on the show, even though that he's the comedian?
Yeah, he's basically the straight guy. Yeah.
So that's on purpose. Like, he is the least funniest out of all the characters.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You got to have one straight man. And he's the one.
It's odd that he's a straight man because he's the comedian.
He's the comedian.
That's what
he does have good quips and one-liners, but when compared to the nonsense of Kramer and George and Elaine and all the ancillary characters,
right.
He's the only one that's normal by extension, really. And I still have such a crush on Elaine Bennis. But I want to talk about Josh Allen. The reason we fell on Seinfeld is because I was looking up Josh Allen, and then that led me to Haley Steinfeld, who'd be looking good, and they're together. And you said that you thought for a while that her and Seinfeld were related, so we went down this wormhole. But the reason I'm looking up Josh Allen is because there seems to be this internet debate now that Josh Allen is overrated. And it's all been spearheaded by Fox Sports' Nick Wright, who's good friends with Andrew Filippone. He ain't overrated, right?
No.
Not at all.
No. I mean, he is the team. Like, I mean, running, throwing. If they need a play, like, it's him. I mean, and he stays relatively healthy. Like, he's durable. Mm-hmm. He's big. Like, I think he just has bad coaching. Like I think that he hasn't had that coach that really take him over the edge to, you know, being a top tier team. I think that's what's holding him back. Like, he's had talent around him. He's had Stephon Diggs. He's had, you know, tight ends and things of that nature. He has had a couple running backs. I think it's the coaching that's holding him back, not him.
I do agree with that to a point. They have had talent. I don't think they've had elite talent. Like, Diggs is really good. Really good. But apart from him, I think they've all been Josh Allen creations, honestly. And so Nick Wright, he posts all of Josh Allen's quarterback ratings. And Josh Allen is one of those guys where he's so much more than just his quarterback rating.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was 16th in the league last year. Okay. He's going to rush for 800 yards.
Right.
He was 8th in 2022. He's a dual threat. He is what Cam Newton was, and he throws the ball all over the place. And, yeah, he'll turn it over. Okay, but he is their offense. So then we wanted to talk to Bostic about this, but we fell short on time. Who are the overrated ones out there in your mind? Like, is Lamar Jackson overrated?
I guess that you could make an argument that he is. I mean, two MVPs and nothing to show for it. I guess so, right? I could see the argument. I'd listen to it. I'm not going to sit here and say that he is overrated. I think he's done a fantastic job, but if it depends on what the bar is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody that's overrated is Tua. Like, I know that people are in love with Tua. There are people out there. There are people that aren't, but I would say he's in the overrated category. Dak Prescott, overrated category.
Future Steeler, yeah.
Justin Herbert, overrated category.
500 in his career.
I mean, right? So, I mean, there are a few out there. I'm trying to go through, you know,
Trevor Lawrence has been a disappointment so
overrated.
Far. Overrated. Mm-hmm.
I'd say he's overrated. Joe Burrow's not overrated. He's not.
Probably underrated at this point, honestly.
Yes.
I think they might be getting slept on just a smidge because he is so often hurt. I can't get there with Lamar. I know the Steelers have had a lot of success against him, and I know that he gets hurt, and so he has missed time against the Steelers. But I'm a big believer in sample size, and they win like 70% of the games that he starts. He is the straw that stirs all that drink. He has not had the weapons. Two MVPs. I think eventually, I'm a big Lamar Jackson guy. I think eventually he wins a Super Bowl. But until then, he's going to have his detractors. He's got a ton of pressure on him this year.
Yep.
A ton.
Yep.
I mean, we talked about that before. The AFC North, in which quarterback has the most pressure, you could pick any one of them, and I think you can make a reasonable argument for any of them. Like Russell Wilson, he wants to get paid more than $1.2 million. He might be playing, in some people's minds, his way out of the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to fix that. Deshaun Watson, you've been an unmitigated disaster. Joe Burrow.
Injuries
and your best players might be, might be losing a couple of guys this offseason. So then it's all going to be on you. And then, of course, there's Lamar Jackson, two MVPs and no trophies. Any one of those guys, you can make the argument, has the most pressure on them. As far as overrated, two is a good one.
I think the number one that you can actually have a whole show debate on, that I think people, you know, would fall on both sides, and it's legit if you think about it, Aaron Rodgers. Is Aaron Rodgers overrated? Because I'm leaning towards he is. I mean, one Super Bowl.
Three MVPs,
one Super Bowl. I mean, loses in the NFC Championship game almost every single year.
At home, he was doing it in Green Bay.
I mean, you know, great arm talent, but like, if you're going to say Josh Allen's overrated, you got to say he is, right? I mean, I get the Super Bowl, but that was, 15 years ago.
Well, and maybe I'll step on my own Lamar Jackson argument here, but when you win multiple MVPs, you're probably supposed to win multiple Super Bowls.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people would say he might be the most talented arm of all time, to your point. And if you are that and you're playing playoff games at home and you are losing, yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
He also is a jag-off. I don't think he's a good teammate. Now he wants to bring Davante Adams in. I'm interested to see what they look like this year. The Jets? Because they get Davante Adams, and they got Mike Williams, and they got, who's the rookie wide receiver last year from Ohio State?
Garrett Wilson.
Brees Hall. The line still has questions, fine. But with that set of skill position dudes, you're supposed to be the greatest thing since Cheeseheads. I don't know. You got to win double digits. You got to win 12 games. You got to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender this year.
Well, wouldn't they be the same team that they lost games in NFC games? I mean, basically, they had Davante Adams, right? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers did. You had the kid from Kentucky, who he's on the team now, is an older guy. I forget. But as a slot, like Garrett Wilson, like he's kind of the equivalent. I forget his name. But they'd be kind of, and then you have Hackett, who was the offensive coordinator then. So, like, you're basically recreating your Green Bay team and bringing it to the Jets. That didn't work before.
And he can't be as good now as he was the last time he played.
Who am I thinking of? This, I hate whenever this happens.
Randall Cobb?
Yes.
Let's
thank
go!
You. Thank
yeah!
you.
Yeah! I didn't even Google it. We got there.
Wouldn't he be the equivalent of Garrett Wilson? I mean, he had a pretty good career.
I think Garrett Wilson's a more talented player. I think he might have been a Rodgers creation. Cobb, not to again, I don't want to take like too much away from the guy, but we've seen it with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was a top five quarterback in the sport, and then you miss that much time. It's tough to get back in. And Rodgers is 40, and he'd miss a full year, and his mind's not all on football. He was almost RFK's running mate, for God's sake. So I don't know mentally if he's as in it as you need to be whenever you're that age. And Brady took care of himself. Rodgers thinks he takes care of himself. I think those are two totally different things.
And Brady was also winning, too.
Yeah.
You know, Brady had the success. He had the method. He had the chemicals. I don't know if, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's his own like self kind
of. I put Rodgers in the Ben category of supremely talented. Football's not the most important thing in their lives.
Correct.
Whereas with Brady, it absolutely was and still is, and that's why he still continues to be part of football on the Fox broadcast. When Brady went to Tampa, he knew they would win because he's Brady, and he was going to put all the pieces in place to make sure that they won. Rodgers thinks he's doing that, but Rodgers is just trying to have a good time on his way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to have the get-along game.
And he's setting up for after football.
Mm-hmm.
His mind's on, okay, like, what am I going to do when I'm done? You know, whenever you're in that place, it's not a formula to win.
Yeah.
It's not.
And when you start thinking about that and all these quarterbacks that we've mentioned, we're mentioning a lot of AFC guys. You did mention Dak. We mentioned a lot of AFC guys. There seems to be, in the echo chamber of the football world, this tier ranking. And Russell Wilson is sort of near the bottom of quarterbacks in the AFC in a lot of people's minds. It wouldn't shock me, honestly, if he has a better season than Trevor Lawrence. I do happen to think that Justin Herbert's now going to get the tutelage that he needs.
But is it going to be ASAP? Or is it going to take some time?
Yeah.
And does he have the weapons? Like, who are his weapons?
Right.
You know, he's kind of
in the... That's a great question. You look at their roster and what he's got to throw to. You got the head coach thing figured out.
What are they going to? They going to incorporate what they did at Michigan last year and just run the ball the whole time? Who's their running back now? I forget. It's not Austin Eckler. That's the team to watch out for. Is Washington? I think that's where Austin Eckler is. Could be wrong.
Jaden Daniels,
McLaurin. Mm-hmm. If they get Ayuk, I mean,
whew. Will Disley is the tight end for the Los Angeles Chargers. Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, Rashawn Slater, your wide receivers.
Who's the running back?
So talent, but some unprovenness going on there. Gus Edwards, come on,
right?
Come on. Yeah. Gus Edwards was a product of what was going on there. To take nothing away from him, a nice player. J.K. What are they doing at J.K. Dobbins, too?
They got just... Yeah, he took his brother's players. Harbaugh did. Let me get a little piece of that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome that they did that. That slid under my radar this offseason, what they got going on out in Los Angeles. My point being, though, is we think that, oh, here's how it's all going to tear out of quarterbacks in the AFC. If at the end of the season... You do another re-tiering of quarterbacks in the AFC, and Russell Wilson's somewhere in the middle. I don't think it would shock me.
No.
And if he is, we're talking about a Steelers team that can win double-digit games, especially if you've got Brandon Ayuk. That's one thing that Whaley said yesterday that really hit me in the face like a sack of bricks, that he thinks Brandon Ayuk would add 1 to 2 wins to this team. And I do think if you got Ayuk and you've got Freiermuth and you've got Pickens, at the end of the year when we're having this same conversation, people are going to go, wow, we really slept on Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next. Man, we're all over it today. It's a show of 1,000 takes.
Great.
We've hit on everything today.
Great.
There's a national report about the Buccos and what they might be looking for at the deadline. We'll talk about that when we return. All right, there's a national report about the Pirates and what they might want to do at the deadline. But, Doran, tell the people what you just told me.
We're watching the Open here, and Brendan Todd, he just sunk a putt. I don't know what it was for. It doesn't really matter. But I was like, who are, like, the sports teams out there that have the best first names as last names? Is that the way to say it? First names as last names.
Yeah, people with two first names.
With two first names. And I was like, you know what? We were just talking about the Jaguars, and I went through like all the people I knew in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, they might be the number one team in sports that have players with two first names. Trevor Lawrence, Christian Kirk, Brian Thomas. You have Anton Harrison. You have Javon Foster.
Jack Anderson.
You have Devin Lloyd.
Miles Cole.
Trevon Walker.
Gabe Davis.
I don't know why.
Terrell Edmonds.
Daniel Thomas. Terrell Edmonds. This is funny. Jordan Jefferson.
Antonio. Never mind. Antonio Johnson. Are there a lot of Johnsons out there?
Yeah. Does
that ruin it?
Tyler Lacey.
Tim Jones.
Jones.
That's not a first name. What have I done? Devin Lloyd?
Yes.
You say that?
I did.
Oh. All right, I've ruined the whole thing. Riley ridiculous. Patterson?
That could go, yeah.
Patterson a first name?
Yeah, Pat.
Cam Robinson? You already mentioned him? Brian Thomas Jr., did you say him?
Would Darrell Williams work? Williams? No.
If it does, then so does Seth Williams. That's like half their roster.
Yes.
And I was always told, never trust a man with two first names.
Any Steelers? Russell Wilson. Peyton Wilson.
All right, time
Roman
out.
Wilson.
Wait. Roman's a badass name, first of all.
I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
Najee Harris. Yes.
Calvin Austin. Anthony Everett.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are we out? Dylan Cook. Nah, there's no Cook first
name. Deshaun Elliott.
Yes. I think we might be out. We might be missing an obvious one. Zach Frazier is one.
That is?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
James Daniels.
Big time. Logan Lee. See the Steelers sign back Tyler Matakavich, Storm?
I did.
Big deal.
Do you know where he went to college?
Temple. Come on.
I don't know. I thought I could get one past you right there.
Come on.
I can get one past you.
Porter's a first name.
Yeah.
Joey Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're boring the people and we should be done.
Yes.
Okay. So John Heyman from the New York Post, or at least this is where it was written, John Heyman saying that the Pirates are calling around trying to deal for bats and MLB Network trying to deal for bats at the trade deadline. Now, we've heard this, and Ben Cherington has said so much, and Eric Shelton and Bob Nutting said that the Pirates' goal should 100% be to make the playoffs, and Bob Nutting even said you should act quickly. It's one thing when it's coming from in the house, but when you've got a national reporter saying the Pirates are searching around for bats, it just makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me happy because you know Heyman, who's been doing this for so long and he's so tapped into the industry, he's not just saying, all right, I'm going to go to the Buccos. I'm going to find a source within their front office. Hey, what do you guys got going on? No, he's talking to the Angels. Okay, here are the sellers. You got the White Sox, you got the Marlins, you got the Angels, and that list goes on. You call them. Hey, who are you getting calls on? Oh, cool. Who are you getting calls from? Oh, the Pirates? Awesome. I'll write it. It gives me some comfort, I guess, is the way that I want to put it, that I know that it's legitimate now, that they're out there and they are searching, and we know that they need to, but just because you need to and just because they say it doesn't mean it was going to happen. I feel pretty good about it now.
See, I never really thought about them not calling people. Like, I never thought that they would just sit on their hands and not even ask around, but just because they do that doesn't mean that they're going to get something done. Like, are they going
to... It's also true.
Yeah, like, are they going to lowball every single team? Are they going to actually compromise on certain things? Probably, I don't know. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. I never thought that they wouldn't try because I think everybody is trying. I think that happens every single year. Like, everybody's going to try. You're going to pick up a phone. You have contacts. You're going to go call another general manager just to see what's up. But are you going to make the right sacrifice and the right deal to actually get one of those guys in here?
Right.
And that's very obvious, but that's kind of where I'm at. Like, okay, you're going to call around and you're calling around to all these teams and these names, but are you going to put the deal on the table and say, we want this guy and we are going to do whatever it takes to get him.
Are you willing to give up too much? Because that's what it takes at the deadline. It just is. It's like the beginning of free agency. How many times in early July, when you're trying to see if the Penguins might do something, does a guy get a contract and you go, good player, but holy crap. Because in free agency, you got to overpay. In the off season, when you're making trades, I think you find better, more fair baseball deals. But at the deadline, you're really, if you're a seller, you're harping on desperation here. And you're trying to get the absolute king's ransom, and you know teams are going to be willing to pay it. Where's that line for the Pirates? I don't know. Like, are they willing to give up an Anthony Solomato? And they shouldn't for a rental or anything like that. But are you willing to give up name prospect here? If you're not willing to go beyond or give a guy up that's in your top eight prospects, you're probably going to have a hard time finding a dance partner. And if you do find a dance partner and you are able to get a trade done and you give up your 15th ranked prospect, Pirates fans are probably going to be underwhelmed with the return.
I think you have to assess who's going to be a part of the future and how you see a fit. They're loaded with pitchers. Like, they don't need all of them. And somebody's not going to pan out. We get that. But if they are doing well right now, are they a part of the big picture? There has to be a big picture, and there has to be a small picture and a right now picture. And does this person, like a Solomato, fit in our big picture? If not, we are in this position right now where if he does fetch something, we have to cut our losses with it and hope that our return is going to be just as good or better of an investment than he was.
Yes.
He would be.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Bubba Chandler was...
Like I feel like he's off the trading block.
I think so, too. I think it was Destin the other day. It might have been Noah Hiles. It could have been John Prado, one of the beat writers. Maybe it was Mackey. Just throw them all out there. Who said, wouldn't be surprised if Bubba Chandler's better than Jared Jones. This winds up a better player.
Wow.
So I'm not advocating trading for Jared Jones or anything like that. And if you can have a starting rotation full of ones, twos, and threes, you're in a really good spot. But you also do have the top three of your rotation set here.
Right.
And you've got Oviedo coming back. You could afford to part from a Chandler or a Solomato. Not both, but you could part with one of those guys. And you'd still have a good pitching rotation. That's the foundation that they've built here. They're the third best ERA in the NL in their starting rotation without those guys. So do you need those guys? And the one more thing I would say before we move on here and get to our social media's Biggest Loser segment is this. It'd be great if it could happen like today. It'd be great if it happened tomorrow. Wouldn't it be nice to go into the Philly series with Brent Rooker or J.J. Bleday or Jazz Chisholm or Taylor Ward? You got Phillies, you got Cardinals, you got Diamondbacks. Your schedule is rough. And you might not be as good as these teams. But if you make a move or two, you legitimize yourself as early as you can help, the better. It's time. Let's go. A little urgency here. Social media's Biggest Loser up next, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Killed the clock, going to get in trouble, but it's not like Starkey doesn't do that. So if they start a couple of minutes late, hey, well, love you, Joe, not our problem. Social media's Biggest Loser, the Kansas City Royals are introducing a $25 taco, Doran. It is a hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla topped with barbecue brisket, french fries, lettuce, onion, sriracha, Cracker Jacks, and some sort of hot sauce.
That's ridiculous.
It looks worse than it sounds.
Cracker Jacks?
Cracker Jacks, yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
Come on. 25. Who could pay 25 bucks for that? The other social media's Biggest Loser, ESPN, has been ranking the top 100 athletes of this century. Did you see who was number one?
No, I didn't.
Michael Phelps. The list is invalid to me because Tom Brady is number five.
Who's number two?
Number two is Serena Williams. Pretty good.
Three?
Pretty good. Lionel Messi. Get the hell out of here. Get the soccer out of here.
Four?
LeBron. Can LeBron be ahead of Tom Brady?
No.
He won seven Super Bowls.
Yeah, no.
Phelps, fine. Serena, fine. I mean, we could quibble with that. All deserving. Get the soccer guy out of there. But you can't have Brady, in my opinion, behind LeBron James. And LeBron's awesome.
I mean, I think Brady should be one.
I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you, yeah. I'm inclined to agree with you. Then a bunch of tennis dudes, Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll discuss more tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes, 18th already. And the one that'll probably annoy Penguins fans is Sidney Crosby comes in 22nd overall as a three-time Stanley Cup winner. 50-minute mark on the fan. We've blown right past it. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're going to have a ton of fun tomorrow. Starkey and Zeiss coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to 7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 82, low 65.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.